James Hahn will be the next mayor of Los Angeles. The city attorney won a decisive victory last night over Antonio Villaraigosa, the former speaker of the state assembly. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
For Jim Hahn, this is victory number 6. He went into this campaign as the only candidate who'd won 5 citywide elections, 4 as city attorney, and before that, 1 as controller. It was an undeniable advantage, offering voters a familiar face and a familiar name. And last night, when his victory seemed assured, he thanked his supporters for extending his streak.
Thank you. Thank you for that vote of confidence over and over again in what I've been trying to do to make sure that we make Los Angeles the greatest city on earth. I love LA. Thank you.
Hahn put together a remarkable coalition of supporters. He worked hard to appeal to voters in the wider, more suburban San Fernando Valley. He presented himself as the candidate who would be toughest on crime in an appeal to the more moderate and conservative voters there. And Hahn has always had strong support in the African-American community. It's the neighborhood he grew up in and the area his late father, Kenneth Hahn, represented for decades on the County Board of Supervisors. His father is still revered in the African-American community, and last night, Jim Hahn paid tribute to that legacy.
I've never been more proud of my family name and my father's legacy of public service, but, you know, what matters is not just the name that I got from Kenny and Ramona Hahn, but what I learned from my dad, that politics and public service are about helping people.
But in the last few days, this campaign wasn't about public service so much as bare-knuckles politics. The Hahn campaign ran some TV commercials that publicized a letter that Antonio Villaraigosa had written to the White House on behalf of a convicted drug dealer. The images on the screen were of a crack pipe, cocaine, and Hahn's opponent. Villaraigosa denounced the commercial, as did some local newspapers and columnists, who condemned it as an attempt to link the Latino candidate with crime and drugs in the minds of the voters. Hahn has consistently defended the ad as fair and did so again in an interview last night.
Well, yeah, I don't know why anybody was offended. You know, everything that I did in my campaign was 100% accurate. But certainly if as mayor, what I want to do is reach out to everybody. We're going to have to all work together to make this city work.
What really gave this election its buzz, though, what drew national attention to this local race, was the prospect that this increasingly Latino city might have its first Latino mayor since 1872. And Antonio Villaraigosa started with an advantage. He came in first in the primary and had high-profile endorsements, including L.A.'s Republican mayor, Richard Reardon, and California's Democratic governor, Gray Davis. He also had thousands of union members who pounded the pavement and rang doorbells for him. Throughout the campaign, Villaraigosa never ran as the Latino candidate, but as a coalition builder who could bring all of L.A.'s diverse cultures together. His voice raw from nonstop campaigning, Villaraigosa conceded the election last night in the same spirit in which he ran his campaign.
I've said that what makes L.A. great are the people in it. And if we've been able to touch a chord, it's a chord of the hope and aspiration of the people in this city to come together. The hope and aspiration to make this great city work for all of us.
But it may take a while after this bruising election for the city of Los Angeles to feel whole. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.